California energy prices continue to rise higher than other states. The average 2020 annual residential electricity bill was 25.9% higher than in 2010. By Katie Grimes. August 6, 2020. The Center for Jobs and the Economy at the California Business Roundtable reports that California gas and energy prices continued to rise higher in July than nearly all other states. These outcomes mean that, even as many households struggle under the current economic conditions, the state's energy policies continue to take an increasing share of household incomes, both directly in gasoline and utility bills, and indirectly as these costs are incorporated into the prices of every other component of the costs of living, the Center for Jobs and the Economy reported. Just over 1 year ago, in June 2019, California Globe reported that the Sacramento Municipal Utility District began charging Sacramento electricity users and ratepayers a new rate system that charges residential users higher rates between 5 p.m. and 8 p.m. much higher rates, just in time to get home from work, feed the family, do a couple loads of laundry, bathe the kiddies, maybe vacuum a room or two, and watch a little Netflix. These new summer peak rates appear to be about 40% to 200% higher, looking at the bill. Most Californians already know that for every tank of gas, $10 of the total cost is state-imposed gas taxes, thanks to Senate Bill 1, signed into law by then-Governor Jerry Brown in 2017, which increased the gas tax by 12 cents per gallon, and increased automobile registration fees by more than $175. SB 1 said, over the next 10 years, the state faces a $59 billion shortfall to adequately maintain the existing state highway system, in order to keep it in a basic state of good repair. The gas tax increase was estimated to generate $54 billion over a decade. In November of 2018, voters rejected Proposition 6, the gas tax repeal. This year, my Sacramento Municipal Utility District bill claims I'm using 74% more energy than I did last year at this time. Yet the weather has been quite mild for summer in Sacramento. There is no possible way my husband and I are using 74% more energy in our home than last year. Here are some examples of what Californians pay, compared to the rest of the United States. The California premium above the average for the U.S. other than California rose to $1.04, a 48.9% difference. In July, California had the second highest gasoline price among the states and D.C., behind only Hawaii. Californians paid $1.31 a gallon more than consumers in Mississippi, the state with the lowest price. The July average price per gallon of diesel fuel in California rose 3 cents from June to $3.34. The California premium above the average for the U.S. other than California rose to 97.2 cents, a 41.0% difference. In July, California had the second highest diesel price, behind only Hawaii. For electricity, California average residential price for the 12 months ended May 2020 was 19.69 cents per kilowatt hour. That's 55.8% higher than the U.S. average of 12.64 cents. California's residential prices remain the seventh highest in the nation.